Botany, for example. Various plants and trees are described in detail and classified according to their types. Zoology studies the many forms of animal life and distinguishes them according to genera and species. This analytic function of thought aims to distinguish between things and identify them with clear concepts and without confusion. The second function of thought, distinct from analysis but not necessarily opposed to it, is called its synoptic or synthesizing function. It aims to grasp unity, connections, and the relationships between a thing's features, features which have been discriminated by analysis. If analytic thought takes Humpty Dumpty apart, synoptic thought puts him together again. Even more, synoptic thought notes that Humpty was a unified whole before he fell. Hegel makes much of this distinction between types of thought. Throughout his work, he assigns the name of understanding to the analytic, the distinguishing function. Reason refers to the task of synthesis. Understanding and reason are not to be seen as operating on the same level. Understanding is essential, but it's limited because it makes only hard and fast distinctions. Understanding expresses what Hegel calls abstract universals. Something is hard and not soft, something square, not round, simple, not complex. Understanding dismembers objects. It ignores how different features are connected to form one of them. Hegel also says that understanding is unable to express the true nature of certain complex living unities such as the world, the self, and God. It can't express them because it depends too much on the senses and sensible things. Neither the self nor God are things or objects of sense perception. Hegel believes that when the understanding tries to grasp these realities as things, it falls into contradictions. Following the lead of his predecessor Immanuel Kant, Hegel uses the term dialectic to describe these contradictions. To take a simple example, Hegel believes the self is both a simple unity and a complex diversity, but understanding demands that the self be either the one or the other. Understanding can't see how the self can be both unity and diversity at the same time. So understanding goes astray. It can stress only unity or diversity, but not both. Hegel expresses his point.
If the thought forms are vitiated by a fixed antithesis, everything is either simple or complex, but not both. If these forms are only of a finite character, they are unsuitable for the self-centered universe of truth, and truth can find no satisfactory receptacle in them. Such thought, which can produce only limited and partial categories, is what is termed understanding. Understanding sticks to fixity of characters and their distinctness from one another. Every such limited abstraction it treats as having a being of its own.
This is the end of Side 1. Please fast forward and turn over your cassette.